With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The future of our food system depends on the successful transfer of land to the next crop of farmers. Kelly Cabral is a farmland specialist and says the direct descendants of farmers are becoming less interested in taking up the torch. And she says that can create some soft issues that complicate the succession process, given the long-term financial and emotional investments of the elder generation.
Transferring something that they've been building their whole life can be really emotional. Oftentimes there's family dynamics at play. There's a lot of communication issues. They get stuck in these log jams where they can't really move forward or have a really hard time letting go.
Ann Cabral adds roughly 10% of small farmers exit the business each year.
These land transfers are going to be happening over the next 10 years. So it's a critical time to get these farmers connected. One of the most important services is just linking people together who otherwise might not have the ability to connect.
And she says those connections are critical to ensuring the local food system is supported.
There is this surge right now in younger folks interested in smaller scale sustainable farming systems. And so if we aren't creating an environment for those businesses to thrive, we're going to be missing out on all of those opportunities.
I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.